The Jerusalem Post Podcast Travel Edition is sponsored by worldjewishtravel.org, the number one platform for planning your Jewish cultural trips.
From the latest on Caribbean cruises to kosher safaris, pilgrimages to Jewish Eastern Europe and award-winning wines and international cuisine in sun-drenched Tel Aviv, sit back and enjoy the trip with the Travel Edition of the Jerusalem Post Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mark Gordon and David Harris.
Near far.
I cannot believe you actually said to me before we started recording, should I do the Titanic? Oh, Mark, we are on a ship, boat.
And it's definitely not a boat. you will be turfed off the boat from the 15th story that we're on now.
We are on the world's biggest cruise ship. We are actually on its European launch today, right now. In fact, we've not yet left beautiful Barcelona. This ship, talking of the Titanic, Mark did his research, 5 times the size of the Titanic, and it floats beautifully.
They said the Titanic was so big it was unsinkable.
Stop it. Listen, they really are going to throw us off this ship. That's 3 references to the Titanic, and we've not even set sail yet.
So we are on Royal Caribbean International's Wonder of the Seas. And we, over the next 48 hours, are going to try and find as much fun, as much food, as much partying, as much gambling, as much entertainment as we can.
So, prepare yourselves for the Jerusalem Post Podcast Travel Edition's Top Things to Do on Wonder of the Seas.
The top 20 things to do on Wonder of the Seas. Number 20.
Every sailing, of course, has one exciting moment. Departure, the time that you wave to those loved ones in the port as you set sail for the seas, in this case, the Mediterranean.
This is the sail away party, and it's a special sail away party because this is the first sailing of the largest ship in the world in Europe. From Barcelona, Montjuic in the background, we are standing in the lime and coconut bar, glass of alcohol in hand, everybody's dancing, reggae, wonderful.
Number 19.
You can go for lunch at the Windjammer restaurant. Windjammer is the one-stop shop for diverse dining experiences.
International flavours, seafood, vegetarian food, a massive, massive buffet. There is enough food to keep you busy all day long.
And a wonderful panoramic sea view at our table.
And our tip, try the lemonade.
Number 18.
David, you know we were by the front door of the boat.
How many times have I told you?
David, you know we were by the front door of the ship.
The front door. But yes, we were. We're not anymore.
The gangplank. Is it a gangplank? Or is that what pirates have?
I wish you would walk it. Let's put it this way. I said to you, I want to get high, but I didn't think it was going to be quite this literal.
Yeah, and I thought, what can I do with my friend who hates heights? So I bought him to the Rising Tide Bar.
This is a very special experience. We're in a bar that was 20 feet below where we are now.
On the Royal Promenade.
And we're going up.
And up.
And up to the...
I think it's Central Park on the 8th floor.
I believe it is Central Park. We've ordered a drink, and yet the ship is moving, but not in the way that you would normally associate with a ship. We're going up and down. This is fantastic.
I think we're just past floor 6 at the moment. I can see the schooner bar to my right and the photo gallery to my left.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you reckon if I correct him and say that it's actually deck 6 rather than floor 6, he'll hit me?
No, because I've got a lovely cocktail coming.
What have you ordered?
I've ordered the Curaçao Cosmo, which is Malibu, Curaçao, and pineapple juice.
I've opted for the Mint Berry Delight, Absolute Vodka, Lemon Juice, Blueberry Puree, and Mint, topped with Club Soda. Let's get drunk.
Cheers.
Number 17.
So, after a cocktail, what better to do than go on the jogging track?
We're running around the ship's perimeter. If you do 2 or 3 of the circuit, there is enough room for 2 joggers next to each other, a proper circuit, all the way around. You're going to be running about a mile.
And as you go around, there are these lovely motivational signs that say awesome and amazing. And I'm hoping around the next corner there's a sign that says cocktail bar or cake. We are actually running, by the way. I just want you to know that. Oh, it says start line.
I know we've been running for 10 minutes and we've only just got to the start line.
Shall we stop?
Oh my God, yes.
Number 16.
So welcome to Wonderland. My name is Tapan. I'm from India and I'm going to be your guide and creator for you this evening. For you, it's very first time in Wonderland, right? So Wonderland is imaginative cuisine inspired by Alice in Wonderland. Alice brought you down the rabbit hole and there is a Mad Hatter who will push by as well, right? It's a full of entertainment. The menu is created, so it's elemented. So it's divided with the five elements that you could see. There is five, which is sun, ice, fire, earth, and sea. All sun, ice, fire, all are appetizer. There is also two appetizer in earth and sea. On earth, there is liquid mushroom truffle risotto. That is an appetizer as well. Also, there is on liquid lobster on sea. There is also an appetizer. Rest all are the main courses based on earth and sea. As I have your dietary needs and allergies, as I guide you through this journey, every food that I bring it to the table, I will do demonstrate their cooking method, how they are being prepared and everything. So when you see them and you hear them, it's easy for you to memorize them, right? Thank you very much.
So, Mark, what do you think about eating in Wonderland?
He was late. He was late for a very important date.
No time to say goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, I'm late.
No, this is very exciting. I love the theme. I love the Mad Hatter that brought us here.
Mad Hatter was incredibly mad, in full makeup and...
He was playing to the audience, definitely.
A phenomenal female voice on a male.
And Alice the concierge.
It's really beautifully done. But looking around, this is a very special space. If you look at the chairs that we're sitting in, the tables, this is a set made for the Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts, which we'll have for dessert, I think.
Just to give a kind of idea of what happens in Wonderland, the menu was blank, but there are paintbrushes on the table, and you paint on the sketchboard, I guess, and the menu appears by magic.
It does. Wonderland is one of around 20 restaurants on Wonder of the Seas. Around half of them are what you would call speciality restaurants, where in addition to your regular dining, you can choose a themed restaurant at an additional charge. Pick whether you want to eat Japanese, you want to eat Italian, you want to eat a shellfish dish.
And such is the care that the group that we're with, one person had an allergy to something, one person is pescatarian, one person is vegetarian, and the waiter, before we opened our mouths, already knew, because everything here is done so smoothly, so efficiently, so professionally. So at this point, as we say in Hebrew, batei avon.
And there's the Mad Hatter milking it again on the stairs with a group of 10 people.
You see all these people from here? You see them? They're all mad! Crazy!
Mark, that was absolutely sensational.
I'm in awe.
First of all, the place, then the acting, and then the food.
The Mad Hatter really made it for me. The regular visits to the table, and he was truly mad.
We were in a restaurant called Wonderland, totally themed on Alice in Wonderland, replete with the phenomenal Mad Hatter, and the service was impeccable. The appearance of the food was out of this world, really otherworldly.
And the concepts behind some of the food, some of the dishes that came out, you almost needed to be mad to invent them. There was tomato water with, what was the bread on top? It was like a cloud of bread.
And this is served in a test tube.
Yes.
A mushroom dish that is served on a spoon. So you're very much looking at a modern style of food creation and delivery, largely small portions, but you do come out of that restaurant feeling incredibly sated.
The starters were small portions. It was like a demonstration of the creative madness of the chef.
And let's finish with a word about dessert. I know you popped onto Instagram straight away.
Yes. One of the things I've always wanted to eat but never had was where you cook your dessert and put it in a chocolate ball and then you pour hot sauce over the ball and watch it melt in front of your eyes.
Absolutely incredible. You can see what Mark is talking about on our Instagram feed, which is at MarkDavidPod.
Number 15.
Mark, the Lord and Lady Luck rest with you.
No, Lady Luck left me after I went to the casino and lost our family fortune.
There is a large, large, large casino here on board Wonder of the Seas. Craps.
It's not that bad.
Oh, dearie me. Blackjack.
Roulette.
Slots. You name it. It's there. Enjoy.
And a very nice bar too.
Number 14.
And as Mark pours his morning coffee in Park Cafe on Deck 8 here on Wonder of the Seas, we can tell you about this lovely cafe. We were here for breakfast a little bit earlier. It's a great place to go if you don't want to go to the main dining room. It's a much lighter breakfast. What did you have?
I had what was a bit like, without branding, egg McMuffin. It was an egg and cheese inside a roll. Very simple, from a buffet bar. Unlike some of the busier restaurants here, early in the morning you can grab a quick coffee, grab a snack, have a very light breakfast, and then get on with your day, go on your excursion.
And the service is great.
I've bought my coffee out into Central Park itself. It's a tropical garden built on solid ground. It has over 12,000 plants here, creating the most beautiful sanctuary.
Number 13.
If you pop to the rear of Deck 15, you can come to the Solarium under a beautiful Perspex roof and with a monumental grass giraffe.
By grass, do you mean topiary?
I don't know what it is. It actually looks like artificial lawn.
It's a kind of topiary giraffe. There's also a topiary elephant. We're sitting on a beautiful round sofa that you could easily spend the day. It's warm in here. You build up that sweat, but have no fear. There are pools. There are jacuzzis. There's a bar. No kids. The Solarium, just for you.
Number 12.
You're listening to the Jerusalem Post Podcast Travel Edition. And yes, what you can hear in the background is Mark playing basketball. I never ever thought Mark was the sporty type. Tell us what you're doing, Mark.
I'm struggling for breath because I'm exercising twice in one day.
I'm very impressed. We are in the sports court where you can play soccer, basketball. There's table tennis behind us. There's myriad sports.
Number 11.
And not bad. First shot. And Mark immediately... Was that the black that you potted, Mark?
No, I think the black is still on the pool table.
You're looking at the pool table, but all I can see around me is screens.
We are at the boardwalk at the back of Deck 6.
I believe so. The aft.
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 Yes.
Four.
Yes.
Forward. Aft. So we are in Playmakers. It is wall-to-wall screens for sports, for entertainment. The walls are covered with signed sports memorabilia. This is a nice, fun rear area of the ship for those who want to keep themselves occupied at night, watching sport, eating hot dogs.
There's a carousel outside for the kids.
And for those of you who want a sugar fix, there is the Sugar Beach, which sells ice cream, sweets, sugar, 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 and more sugar.
This is the Jerusalem Post Podcast Travel Edition. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at MarkDavidPod or mail us at markdavidpod@gmail.com.
Ever wish there was a Jewish TripAdvisor? Visit worldjewishtravel.org for a one-stop shop to plan your Jewish cultural vacation at destinations around the world.
Find local tours and guides, discover authentic restaurants and boutique hotels, all with a Jewish story to tell.
Don't miss events with our unique cultural calendar, or simply absorb a city's Jewish story with our blogs and travel ebooks.
Start your journey at worldjewishtravel.org. The top 20 things to do on Wonder of the Seas. Number 10.
We promised you something special, and Mark is braver than I.
By special, do you mean stupid?
Mark, what are you about to do?
Well, you know I love heights just as much as you do. So I'm about to zip line.
10 stories up.
Yes, there is a zip line that goes over Central Park. But from Central Park, there are 10 floors of rooms and balconies that you can see. So essentially, if it goes wrong, you will land in Central Park.
Mark, we're all counting on you.
First thing, place these on your glasses. Go, you ready?
No.
Yes, you are.
So right now, Mark is being strapped in thoroughly. And the woman who's looking after him is lifting it right up his legs. It's a very firm, safe-looking harness.
It will have to be.
How are you feeling?
Scared.
You're listening to the last will and testament of Mark Simon Gordon.
Hello. I've got this strapping thing on and a very small piece of metal that is going to hold my body on a rope.
Hi, how are you?
Really worried.
Don't worry, it's going to be fine. Turn around for me and come on inside. Face the stairs. Oh. Yep, just like that. Everything fine here. Gonna hold on to the trolley right here in front of you. Gonna ask you to climb up to the second step, all right? But next to the railing.
Good luck, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark is currently about to lie down with his instructor. I've headed all the way to the other end of the zip line where another gentleman, also with a beard, they all seem to have beards on the zip lines, the gentleman anyway, is about to catch Mark. He is safely on the top step, having completed this immense zip line. He's thanking the gentleman who's helping him, but I think he's also thanking his maker that he made it in one piece. I see the word exit. He's on his way out. And Mark, how was it?
I need new underpants.
Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. That was not too bad. Until I got to the landing, and then it was like stand up, sit down, and I felt myself going back. But no, I look straight ahead. I look down a little bit, but you feel quite secure. When you do it, David, you'll understand how easy it is.
So we're meant to be recommending the top things to do on Wonder of the Seas. Is this up there?
The drink afterwards, just to calm my nerves, will be number one, but this is definitely up there.
Number 9.
How about a round of golf? In America, you call it mini golf. In the UK, we call it crazy golf.
And it's a very crazy golf course.
That's very deep, Mark.
Yes. I'm surrounded by octopuses, mushrooms, stingrays, jellyfish, and I'm about to hit my balls into a snail.
Number 8.
So, Mark, can you sing?
No.
Me neither.
Should we do karaoke then?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, but I think we can record other people doing karaoke. So let's pick up what we can hear from people singing softly. Hang on a minute. Here we go. So there you go. There's the talent that we have on board the Wonder of the Seas. What do you reckon? Do you reckon they're going to be the next big pop band?
I reckon it's a good thing it's past midnight. People have had a lot to drink and no one really cares who's singing what.
Number 7.
And so the question is, it comes to midnight, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. You're hungry. As Mark puts it, you've got the munchies. What do?
You head to Sorrento's, which is an Italian pizza place with a few other bits and pieces as well. Open till 3 in the morning. So when the clubs close, the pubs close, Sorrento's is the place to be.
Number 6.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. How are you? Good? We are going to start now our morning trivia. Every day at 10 a.m. we have this trivia. My name is Juan Jose, all the way from Argentina. Ready to start? Yes. Let's start with question number 1. Who was the first man to reach the North Pole? Who was the first man to reach the North Pole?
Number 5.
If you're feeling brave, the ship is full of slides, including one called the Ultima Abyss, which I believe drops about 10 stories.
I don't know if that one's got water in it, but it's certainly a lengthy slide. There is so much to do here for kids, for those adults who are brave or are kids at heart. and it's all focused on the sports decks, the water decks. There is no way on earth you can be bored in this adventure on the seas.
Maybe the slide comes out at the side of the ship and drops you in the ocean. But there is no way on earth I am going on one of these slides. David, do you want to go?
Let's move on to the next adventure.
Number four.
Hello, Dirtic.
Hello, Norbit.
I have a big laser.
Ooh.
I certainly do. I was the second highest scorer in the entire laser quest.
I think it's laser tag. The quest for Crystal City, it's called.
And we were fighting as snow shifters.
Against yetis.
There wasn't anybody who was overly hairy.
There was one guy in our team who had no hair at all. And he was the size of a yeti.
He was a big boy and he had a GoPro on his head. So as you can tell, we've just come out of having done laser tag. It was a lot of fun. It's a very safe environment. I've done a lot of these over the years where it's really dark, you can't see. This was all inflatable. It was so the walls
were. The floor wasn't, thankfully, otherwise that would have been quite an experience in a bouncy castle.
I crept up behind one woman and I shot her in the back and she got such a shock she actually fell over onto the floor. It was great.
Is that the bit where it said permanently disabled on your gun? Please leave the arena.
It's a lot of fun. It's great. It lasts for 7 minutes. Prepare to wait because it's very popular. 12 or 14 people play it at a time. It's well worth the wait. Lots and lots of fun.
And a very good way of meeting people and making friends.
Number three.
David, I said, let's go to Florida.
Floridia, I would love to.
But my handwriting is not as good as it could be. We have arrived at Flowrider. David, do you want to describe what Flowrider is?
Well, imagine somebody surfing and they're surfing in one of those sort of pools that has no end. What are they called?
Infinity pool.
Like an infinity pool. So there's a guy surfing and the water is sort of going on and on and on and on. And he's basically standing in one place surfing.
I think he's got his feet glued to that board.
He's very good.
Yes. Do you think you could do that?
Absolutely not. But you can also. I mean, he's staying in pretty much one fixed position, but you can surf all the way up as if you're sort of riding rapids. I've no idea, riding the waves.
Do you think if you let yourself go, you go smashing into that sign?
Yeah. There's lots of people who do it. If you let yourself go, if you lose control. But there are guards here. Everything is surrounded by protective material, so you're not going to come a cropper. And it's a lot of fun.
And there is no better setting than being out at sea on a surfboard with a 360 panorama of the ocean.
Number two.
Is there a barman or a barwoman in this particular joint?
I'm not sure of the gender of the barman or barwoman, but they look rather metallic.
And doing a mean shake of a cocktail right before our eyes.
This is the Bionic Bar, the bar of the future.
So let's, without further ado, order a drink. In front of Mark, there is a tablet. His glass is empty. It says, tap the plus sign to add a button and drag ingredients here.
Is my glass half empty or half full?
Oh, deep and meaningful.
Tap the add button and drag ingredients here. Right, what should we stick in it?
Start with a spirit.
Spirit. Gin.
Gin is very, very popular and trendy. You're going with a
Bombay Sapphire.
Okay, can I choose the next ingredient? Okay, we're going with mixers. And I will choose ginger ale. Okay, so we've done a gin and ginger ale.
Are we sure?
Yeah, go for it. Add one more.
Plus. What else can we add? Ice?
Ice, yeah. Five parts of ice. And then one more thing, I'll have a go. Garnishes.
Garnish.
All right, so we've got a choice of lime or lemon. I can't even read. What does it say?
I don't know, but let's go for lime because it's four letters. And at this stage, I'm not sure we can do it. Add to cart.
Add to cart.
Mark's drink.
Okay. And now what is happening is we're going to check out and we're going to watch. Because what's about to happen? Well, I'm going to go over to the bar and record the sounds of the bar. Let's see if you can hear what's going on. Oh, it stops. I just got into trouble because I got so close, the sensors stopped the robot bar person from working. Yes, this is a robot bar. So the robot has delivered its drink to Mark. I've also ordered a drink now. Mine's based on vodka with cranberry and Sprite and some lemon garnish, but it's absolutely worth coming here, fighting through the lines, just the experience of watching two robot arms making your cocktail for you.
The top 20 things to do on Wonder of the Seas. Number one.
What would a cruise be without amazing shows to visit?
It would be a cruise, just without amazing shows to visit.
So Royal Caribbean cooks up every time. Incredible Broadway performances, ice shows.
And at the back of the ship, the thing that I like the most is the aqua show.
Tell us a little bit about the aqua show, Mark.
The aqua show on Wonder of the Seas is called Intense, and it's a showcase of 20 of some of the world's greatest divers, dancers, acrobats working around a water stage and a very, very small swimming pool.
It is amazing, isn't it? First of all, the swimming pool kind of disappears and reappears. Yeah. So sometimes people are dancing on dry land and then suddenly it disappears and people are diving from 20 meters up into this very small pool area.
And if you look forward at the stage, you probably miss half the show because people will dive in from up above, behind you, come running down the stairs, everything.
So the shows on ice, in water and on stage, highly recommended.
This is Mark Gordon from the Jerusalem Post podcast Travel Edition. Find us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at MarkDavidPod or mail us at markdavidpod@gmail.com. Well, I hope you liked our best things to do on the world's largest cruise ship, Wonder of the Seas. We're finishing off here on the pool deck, deck 15, sitting in the sun. We're out at sea for the day, but cruise ships aren't always out at sea for the day. A lot of times you start the day in port and you can go on one of the many, many excursions that Royal Caribbean offer.
Alternatively, when the ship empties out as people get off to see, well, these days Haifa and Jerusalem, or it could be the Bahamas or Barcelona, that means that the ship is empty, but all of the activities pretty much on board continue.
On a nice sunny day, you can just do nothing. Lie down, sit on one of the lounges on the pool deck. There's a little ice cream booth called Sprinkles. You've got three or four bars here. The lime and coconut bar just around the corner is already filling up at 11 in the morning. You don't have to fill your day with all the things we've just filled the last 48 hours with.
We're kind of exhausted, but then again, that's our job, to bring you everything on board. Our big, big thanks, as ever, go to the team at Royal Caribbean. Ben, Lucy, Miriam, Lisa, and everybody else. And you know what? One thing that both Mark and I have said on this particular trip is that the staff, whether they are customer-facing, people who are serving, people who are bringing you drinks, people who are providing the entertainment, all the ones that you don't notice as much, perhaps those cleaning, perhaps making sure that the staircases are polished, every single one of them smiles, says hello. And it's not a fake hello, it's a genuine hello, and they want to have a little chat with you, and that helps to make it special.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have lots of other podcasts to listen to. Go back through our back catalogue, starting at number one, where I think we were in New Orleans and Denmark. And work your way through. Hours and hours of fun listening, and hopefully it will help you plan a holiday.
Again, as you know, if you want to be in touch with us, social media at MarkDavidPod. You can also email us to our Gmail, markdavidpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your ideas for upcoming podcasts. But for now, from somewhere in the Mediterranean,
time for a pina colada. Goodbye.
Bye-bye from both of us.
The Jerusalem Post podcast Travel Edition is sponsored by worldjewishtravel.org, the number one platform for planning your Jewish cultural trips.